ABC Radio Australia.
A series of new COVID-19 control measures have been introduced in Papua New Guinea as case numbers continue to rise. The National Pandemic Controller David Manning has announced tighter domestic travel restrictions for three provinces considered to be high risk. PNG's health system is buckling under an outbreak of the Delta variant, with one major hospital already at 100% capacity. And as Marion Farr reports, there are concerns that a lack of funding could force it to shut down within weeks.
Walking around the streets of Mount Hagen, 24-year-old Stephen Warrior is concerned about a lack of social distancing.
I can see that people are not really care about COVID-19. They're just moving in and out of places like nobody's business. They're crowded in all over, like in marketplace and everywhere.
He says many in the city aren't taking the virus seriously, despite three recent deaths in PNG's Western Highlands.
Mount Hagen is a crowded city, too many people busy moving in and out of mall and like shopping centres and all those.
It's a concern for Jane Holden, acting CEO of the Western Highlands Provincial Health Authority. In the past 10 days, the province has recorded more than 170 new COVID-19 cases. 16 of those are seriously ill. Mount Hagen's hospital is now at full capacity, and 19 staff members have also caught the virus.
Well, we've already begun to start reducing services. We do have a plan. And the first thing we've done is to stop seeing new patients.
The hospital has also stopped accepting emergency referrals from other provinces and halted all elective surgeries. Ms. Holden says money is desperately needed to set up a new COVID-19 isolation facility and to pay additional staff to manage the outbreak. But she says the PHA hasn't received 1.2 million kina it was promised by the PNG government.
We haven't got any more funds available. We can cover the payroll for the next fortnight. And then if we don't get additional funds, we will have to let those short-term contractors go. And that represents quite a big part of our COVID response plan.
And there are other costs the hospital is struggling to meet.
It's basically what we need to, you know, be able to buy drugs that aren't being supplied through their central system, being able to put diesel in our generators because, you know, we haven't got reliable power all the time, to be able to just keep patients fed, keep diesel in our fleets.
At this rate, she says it could be just 6 weeks before it's forced to close completely.
We cannot provide services unless we're given the funding that was budgeted for us, which we are living within, and we need those funds. That's the bottom line. We need those funds.
But Western Highlands Province isn't the only part of PNG grappling with COVID-19. Last week, PNG's pandemic controller David Manning introduced a new suite of regulations aimed at curbing the spread of the virus. They include restrictions on non-essential travel out of Western Province, West Sepik and Eastern Highlands, which are considered high-risk areas based on the number of deaths and hospitalised cases. In a statement, Dr. Manning said the country was dealing with a new strain of the virus, which is proving to have high transmissibility and a faster onset of symptoms. While travel restrictions don't yet extend to Mount Hagen, local resident Stephen Warrior is concerned that might change if the outbreak continues. He's in the process of looking for work in Port Moresby and wants to know he can travel there if a job comes up.
It would be really worrying for me. How would I get there? Something like this.
But the new COVID-19 measures aren't all bad news. For Papua New Guineans living in Australia, hope of returning home to visit relatives has come with the announcement of quarantine-free travel into PNG. According to the new regulations, people travelling from low-risk countries who have been fully vaccinated won't have to pay to quarantine in a hotel on arrival in Port Moresby, so long as they return a negative COVID-19 test. It's welcome news for Cairns resident Millie Kerr, who hasn't seen her family in 2 years.
It is a news that we have been waiting for, and I'm pretty sure every one of Papua New Guineans who are living overseas will jump at the opportunity once the borders are going to be open as for us to travel back home.
She says the promise of visiting friends and relatives could prompt more Papua New Guineans living in Australia to get vaccinated.
If that is one of the requirements to get to our country, I am sure they will be jumping into getting themselves vaccinated to travel to see their families back home.
But while PNG has started to ease restrictions on international travel, Australia is yet to follow suit. Millie Kerr says until the Australian government also lifts hotel quarantine requirements, people like herself will still struggle to travel abroad.
I would love Australian government to probably consider some areas of cutting the cost or home quarantine in all those areas that can allow us to travel a little bit openly to see our families and also to bring business back in and out of both countries.